Welcome to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, where the discussion will be about issues that affect people on a daily basis. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lloyd Rosen.
Good afternoon and welcome to another issue of Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen. We're here on another beautiful Friday afternoon, just before Father's Day, and I want to, before I get involved in the show, to wish every dad out there that does listen to us a very happy, healthy Father's Day, and may you enjoy it and get everything out of it that you wanted to get out of it. If you would like to join us today, we have a great show. We have two young ladies who discuss two different topics, and hopefully we'll get a lot out of them. You can call 347-989-1363. You can press the number 1 on your phone, and you will be put into the queue, so you can ask the question to the producer, who will let me know about it, and we'll get you on air. If you like us on Facebook, you can go to Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can go to my personal page, which is Lloyd S. Rosen. You can email me. That's where I was going with that. You can email me a question if you don't want to get on the air, and I'll be more than happy to get back to my guests and get you the answers. That's at Bowler, which is B as in boy, O-W-L-E-R, 900, at sbcglobal.net. You can go right to Life's Issues with LloydRosen.com and click on register to be a guest. You can be a guest on our show. You have a book, a topic, something you want to get out and promote, you can definitely be on our show. You can visit www.toughtalkradionetwork.com to learn all about all the other shows we have, because we are growing every week. You can download my show. You can download most of our shows via iTunes. You can then listen to it over and over and over again. If you come up with questions, comments you want to make, you can be emailing me at my email address, and I'll be more than happy to get them, read them, and share them with my producer and take care of them for you. We're here, like I said, Friday afternoon here on the East Coast of the United States, and it's Father's Day 2014, and again, we have a holiday before us, and life is such that we had a shooting in Oregon this week. We've had a number of things going on with guns in the recent time frame, and it's just getting tremendous. But I was watching 60 Minutes last weekend, and the first story they did on the show was about all the gun problems that we're having and how it is directly attainable by mental health, which is not something I'm saying positively. It is because of mental health that these people use the guns, and so we need to start looking away from gun control and looking towards mental health. But that's a story for another day, because we need to lobby our congressmen for more money for mental health, or else we'll have more people killed and more people traumatized because of the guns and stuff. But today we have two great guests on with us today. My first guest is from the Houston, Texas area. She runs her own counseling group, and she's done it for 15 years. She does individuals, couples, families, and she's an accomplished advocate for underserved populations. She has served at numerous crisis and nonprofit agencies and spent 5 years as a chaplain at a county jail and correctional facility in North Carolina. So she's been around. She specializes in the individual treatment of depression, anxiety, trauma, and grief. She also facilitates support groups for caregivers and enjoys helping families navigate the complex changes that accompany the process of moving a loved one into an independent living, assisted living, or skilled nursing facility. So she has definitely done it all. She has credentials such as a certified wellness counselor, a certified trauma resolution therapist. She has a Master of Science in Counseling from the University of Houston, and much more. So don't let me waste any more time. Let's bring in Rhonda Moore. How are you, Rhonda?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic for a Friday afternoon. we're here. You are definitely a therapist. I have definitely been to therapy for the majority of my life, on and off, so this should be quite an interesting talk. But before we get into the therapy aspect of it, tell me a little bit about yourself. I did spend a little bit of time saying some things, but I bet you have a lot more to say.
You did. You did. Well, you're correct. I started all of this when I accidentally became a chaplain at a correctional facility in a county jail. I took over for the chaplain that had been working there that I was assisting. And through that work and the things that I was doing in my own personal life, I began developing a method for working with trauma and anxiety and depression that was very effective and yielding great results. So that's kind of how I got started.
So as an assistant chaplain and then moving into the chaplain's seat, did you have a degree? Did you go to school for seminary and stuff like that?
No, I did not. that's the accidental part. No, I really wasn't qualified except that I just had a heart for it. And so when it became apparent that I needed to move on and start finding something else to do, I went back to school, and I got my credentials that way.
Okay. The reason I'm saying that is because as we talked off the air, I have been to therapy, and I've written books, and I'm thinking of, I just got my master's, not my master's, my BA in psychology and sociology, and I'm thinking about going back to school and getting a degree in theology. So if you can
very
do
cool.
it, I guess I can go do it.
Absolutely. Don't let age or fear deter you.
Okay. So let me, so you became the chaplain of this county jail. How did you start your therapy group?
Well, I really started with myself. You know, I was on my own personal healing journey. It was really a spiritual journey. I had a prayer partner. We were working it pretty good. But I kind of, through my research and experiences and looking around seeing what other people were doing, I kind of stumbled upon how to heal the subconscious mind. Of course, I didn't think about it in those terms at that time, but that's really what was going on. And just when I went back to school and started reading the research and learning about the brain and all of that, that kind of brought me full circle so that I could begin developing something that I could bring to people from all walks of life and with all kinds of backgrounds and cultures. So that's really kind of how it got started and where I went with it.
And once you did some studying on the brain, you found out that there was a whole lot more issues than you ever thought possible, right?
Yes, and there was a whole lot more possibilities than I ever thought possible. You know,
absolutely.
when I meet with my clients, I tell them, you have everything you need inside of you for your wholeness. It was given to you as a gift before you ever needed it. And I help them find that, and I facilitate that with them. And I walk through that with them.
And that's the message that I think needs to get out in the world in general, whether it be through you with therapy, whether it be me through speaking out and motivationally speaking to people, that people like us have survived the worst of issues and have come through the other side, being successful and helping other people, because that's why we had to go through the issues, so we could help the other people.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And I know I can't wait to get involved with mine, because I was just talking to the girlfriend that I was talking about earlier, and told her a story that I didn't remember I remembered, but I did, about a next-door neighbor of mine who was a Vietnam veteran who lost his leg, and he wrote a book, and the whole first paragraph of the book talks about making choices in life and how you have the power to make the choices. And sad to say, he made a choice, and that was to go to Vietnam, come home, live a life that was stupendous, but he never went to a doctor. He ended up dying from colon cancer. So, you know, everybody has a choice to make, and you have to make sure you make the right one. And going to a doctor to get yourself checked is definitely a right one. But you do an organization called Peace Through Understanding. How did you come up with the name, and does it have some special meaning to you personally?
It really does. So, you know, I began, like I said, with myself, and what I was experiencing internally just brought me greater and greater peace, just that kind of peace that's unshakable by outside circumstances. And it reminded me of that little song I sang in Sunday school, I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. And I thought, that's what I've got. I've got that peace that you can't describe, and it's not there because of what's going on in your life. It's there, and it's unshakable, and it's in my heart. And so when it came time to name my private practice, that's the name that I chose. And it's so funny because I developed this method for working deep within the subconscious mind and doing all this stuff and healing the heart and the soul and the spirit and all that. And I had, I don't know how many names for this thing. And then just one day it just was so clear. I thought, it's supposed to be called Peace Through Understanding. It's the Peace Through Understanding method. And it brought me all the way back around, and I thought, okay, that's exactly what it is. Gaining peace through understanding how your mind works, how those past experiences are affecting you in the present moment, and what to do with that. Just because you have insight and understand why you do what you do, it doesn't necessarily change what you do. You have to know what to do with it.
Exactly. And I am a perfect example of a person who lives in a very stressful environment, but knows that they have the inner peace inside of them all the time, even though the stress may be showing on the outside. The peacefulness is showing on the inside, is on the inside, and I'm able to stay calm because I have the peacefulness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I think that you would agree everybody has, and they should hone into it, because it would save them a whole lot more grief in the long run.
Well, I believe everyone has it, but unfortunately for some of us, it gets layered over. It gets layered over with phobias and anxiety and trauma and things that have happened to us that disturb that peace, and we're not able to draw on it. We can't even find it. And, in fact, in a crisis, it's like, no, I don't think that's in there. It really is gone, for sure. It's still there, but sometimes you need help to find it again and to figure out, how do I move through what's happened to get to that place where I'm solid again, where I'm not stuck in these old patterns of feeling and thinking and behaving. And for a lot of people, they've gone through a lot of therapy, and they've learned to do what I call white-knuckling your way through, you know, just holding on to thought management skills and other coping skills and hoping that that's going to get you through. But sometimes that's not enough. If the pain is deep enough, if it's old enough, it's been reinforced enough, you have to really get in there and heal the source of that pain to get back to that place within yourself.
And it is the source that you need to get to, because you can sugarcoat it, you can do things mm-hmm. that you think are hiding it, but that's right. All it's doing is hiding it. I remember when I was dealing with depression and I didn't know what it was, because I thought it was normal living, I moved from New Jersey, New York, where I grew up, to Seattle. Within 3 years, I moved back to New York, then I moved back to Seattle, then I moved back to New York, and I did this, I don't know how many times, I lost track. And then when I got healthy and got quote-unquote normal, I found out that it
right.
is, that it was the depression seeking something that I knew after I got healthy was right underneath mm-hmm. my own nose, and I didn't have to go traveling all over the freaking United States looking for it.
Right. That's right. I have a meditation I do with my clients. It's one of the first things I do. And I take them up a mountain, and they offload things as they go up. And the point is, when everything's offloaded and they get to the top of the mountain, they look inside and they see what's there. And so many of them say, well, I got up there, but it was empty. And I say, no, it wasn't really empty. You're just not used to the experience of peace on the inside. It feels like nothing's there, but what's there is actually, you know, the greater of everything else, and that's that internal peace.
And you make a very good point. People who have never done that in any way, shape, or form, they don't relate to what the feeling is. They think that it's totally, like you said, an empty feeling, that there's nothing there, when actually they probably, and I'm not positive on this, I'm saying it, they possibly have the feeling, instead of emptiness, they have the feeling of fullness, because it's the
right.
first time they've ever really felt a calmness within their own body.
Right. It's hard to understand those things that we're not familiar with.
Oh, no, those are the things that scare us the most, is what we're not familiar with.
That's correct. That's
right. And I love talking to people who work on the stuff that they learn that's new, and then a few years later they go, oh, yeah, this is old hat for me now. And, I just, so who do you specifically help? Is it kids? Is it adults? Is it men, women?
Well, I work with adults, and I work with both genders. I work with people who just find that they're stuck. They're stuck in their personal lives. They're stuck in their professional lives. They have things going on inside that they don't understand, that they can't move past, but they also have things outside of, you know, their control a lot of times that they're reacting to, that they would like to stop reacting to. So those are the kinds of people I have. Diagnoses are things like major depression, anxiety, bipolar, PTSD, things like that. But I help a variety of people. Sometimes we just get a little stuck and we need someone to show us the way, get us back on the path.
Right. And that's the whole thing. It's not necessarily something drastic. It's just maybe something simple that people have to just get over.
Sometimes the most simple things are the most profound, right?
Exactly. So, you have a new video program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's the Peace Through Understanding Method offered by me in a video series. It's something that it's a self-guided study. You can do it in your home, in your private, you know, space. And so that makes it very confidential, by the way. And also you can do it at your own pace and in your own timing. You can repeat things that are meaningful to you or that you didn't understand completely the first time, and it's yours to use again and again.
And you can use it over and over again and keep teaching yourself things. And like you said, do it in the privacy of your own home and have nobody bother you because you lock yourself in a room someplace and take care of it that way.
That's right. So many times we go to friends or family and we're seeking, you know, help or advice, and we get in there and we start having these conversations and we're very disappointed with the advice we get or with what we're told about ourselves or the judgment that we're facing. And this is an opportunity for people to have someone outside of themselves, you know, that's not related to them, show them a path that is very healing, that's nurturing, that's kind, that gives them new perspectives on what's going on in their lives, and that's invaluable.
Right. Now, I was reading on your website about complimentary information.
Right.
Available to help people. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have a complimentary membership available on the website for the Peace Through Understanding Method. And if anyone today goes and signs up for that, they'll get the first three videos in the series absolutely free, no obligation, and they can start to understand what the method is about and how powerful it is and how they can use it in their own lives.
And it obviously it's a complimentary gift, so it's free of charge, and they get it on your website?
Yes, on the ptumethod.com.
Okay. And how can people learn more about you contact you, talk to you, learn more about your therapy sessions and stuff like that?
Well, if they'll go to the Peace Through Understanding Psychological Services website, which is just ptups.com, it's just the initials, they can contact me by email there, or if they're interested in setting up time to talk, they can call me at 281-630-1335, and that number is also on the website, so they can find all that information on either website.
Okay, and now I've had previous guests on who have done Skype therapy and phone therapy and stuff like that. Do you do that, or do your clients basically come from the Houston area?
No, I've actually had clients as far away as Scotland, and I do not fly to Scotland to see them. So I do use Skype, and sometimes I use FaceTime to meet with clients who are not in my area. And because what I do is so different and unusual and not available except through me, people who are not in the Houston area need a venue for contacting me and working with me, and that's online through Skype.
Cool. So what is the one thing, because we're winding down here, what is the one thing that you would like my listeners to take away from this interview that you have not mentioned?
Well, so I was thinking about, you know, what could I leave your listeners with today? And there's so much out there about self-relating, not talking negatively to yourself, not being a bad coach for yourself. But there's not really a lot of things about how do you do that? How do you change that? And so one thing that I tell my clients is I want you to think about your circumstances, and I want you to imagine that your adult child or your best friend or maybe even, you know, your grandmother is going through this and has come and shared this information with you. What would you say to them, and in what attitude and tone? And almost always, even if they're really harsh and judgmental with themselves, they say, oh, well, you know, that wouldn't be, I wouldn't have a problem with that. And I'd let them know, you know, that they, I'm not mad at them and I'm not judging them and I care about them and I love them and I'm there to support them. And so I say, that's what I need you to do with yourself. And so take one step back, just be enough detached, and talk and relate to yourself the way you would that friend that you love deeply or that family member that you care about so much. And it isn't selfish to take care of ourselves in that way. And so I'll ask them, who brushes your teeth in the morning? And they say, well, I do. And I say, if you don't do it, who's going to do it? And they're like, nobody. I said, is it selfish to brush your teeth and to take care of your teeth that way? And they say, well, no. And so that's what I say. This isn't selfish to take care of yourself in this way, to give yourself the encouragement, the affirmation, the forgiveness that you would give a stranger on the street if they told you the same story.
Which leads me to a question that I'm going to put very bluntly.
Okay.
Then why do people, and I know people, so why do people in general want to be caring and giving and loving and help everybody else before they help themselves?
Well, there are a lot of people out there that will do that. And I think it's something that we're kind of, we pick up on it from our role models. Because we're inside of here, it feels like every time we mess something up, we're not supposed to. You know, we've blown it. And so this is the other thing I say. I say, I don't think you came to this earth to be a perfect spouse, to be a perfect parent, to be a perfect employee, to be a perfect anything. That's a fool's errand. Why would you come to earth to do that with all these people who are messing everything up? You know, that's not why you're here. You're here to learn and grow. You're here to experience things, screw them up, and then learn from those mistakes and learn how to be stronger and empathetic and caring about others. And so I always say to them, good job so far.
Give my listeners the information where you can be reached one more time.
Okay. That they can find out more about me on my regular website. That's PTUPS, that stands for Peace Through Understanding Psychological Services.com. They can get all my contact information and contact me directly from there. The method is now available on a video series, and they can go and get their complimentary membership at PTUMethod.com.
Rhonda, it's been an eye-opening half hour.
Thank you. I have a little benediction, I like to say. Can I do that now?
Please do.
I got this from my pastor. He said it every Sunday, and it never grew old. It was always meaningful. And so I've adopted it for this. Be good to yourself. Be kind to your neighbor. And remember that almost everyone you meet carries a heavy load.
Very well said. Very well said. Thank you very much.
All right.
You have a great weekend. Have a happy Father's Day with your parents if they're still around. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Lloyd.
Thank you, Rhonda. Take care. That was Rhonda Moore. She is a licensed therapist. She's a certified trauma resolution therapist. She's a lot of things, and we had a half hour of interesting information from her, and we'll be right back after these messages with our second guest.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen on this Friday before Father's Day. If you would like to call in and you join us late, the phone number is 347-989-1363. You can press the number 1. It'll put you in a queue to get the producer to ask a question for you, and we'll get you the answer for sure. My second guest today is a young lady who has been in the wellness field for more than 20 years. Her passion is to educate and share what she has learned in her journey to recovery. And food is a big part, I have found out, to your recovery. So we can look to food. We can't look to food alone, but the nutrition that we eat definitely help our bodies in ways that we at one time never knew about. So without any more delay, I'd like to bring in my second guest, Phyllis Gambone. How are you, Phyllis, today?
I'm good, Lloyd. Thank you very much. The show was great previously, and I'm glad to be on, and thank you for inviting me.
No, you're quite welcome, and I definitely want to get into the food category, because that's one thing I do enjoy in life, and I would rather do it positively rather than negatively. So I know foods have had things added to them over the years, antibiotics in the animals and special things to tomatoes and stuff like that to make them grow faster and this and that and the other thing. Do you think that we're getting all the proper nutrition from our foods alone, or do we need other things to help us?
Yes, you know what, Lloyd? What I've experienced lately is that our foods are not like they used to be years ago. Back in 1936, our soil started to become depleted at that point. So we really do need some other nutrition as far as a vitamin supplementation. But, you know, going to the vitamin store, you're just so confused. There's just aisles and aisles of vitamins, and it's really difficult to try and figure out, you know, what you should get. And, I talk to many people, and they say to me, oh, but I'm eating properly. And properly in their eyes might not be the way that they really need to eat. We all defined eating properly a different way. So, you know, I tell them to explain to me what do they eat throughout the day. And, you know, a lot of people are just eating so many carbs and starches and just bad choices of food. So there again, that's where the vitamins play a huge role in what we're eating and our proper nutrition. And, it's very difficult to try and figure out what you need, but you really have to kind of find out what your body needs, because everyone's body is completely different. What works for you doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for me. Maybe you need more vitamin C than I need. Maybe I need more vitamin D. So, you know, it's really knowing yourself and learning about your inner self and about how you're going to heal your body the proper way.
And how would you go about finding out properly what your body needs to keep you on a healthy track?
I would kind of take one day at a time and, you know, just go through your daily regimen. Start writing things down that you're eating and how you're feeling. And, you know, whether you're tired at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whether you're tired in the morning, maybe you're getting too much caffeine, not enough water, not enough, proper nutrients in that field. But go day by day and see how your body is feeling and start tweaking a little bit. Start cutting out your sugars, start cutting out your caffeine, start cutting out your... Now, I'm not going to tell you to stop everything, because that's not realistic. We're all human. We live in a very fast pace. We try and just grab whatever we can grab. And me being as conscious as I am about everything that I do, it's still difficult, especially if you're on the road and you're traveling, if both parents work and you have children at home. So, you know, you just have to start being more aware of what's going on with yourself.
Good point. You have to pay attention to yourself and what you're putting into your body. Now, we all know, because I was diagnosed as a diabetic, I go to the store and I look at the carbs and I look at the sugar and I look at all the things that, you know, so all the foods that I'm buying, just so I don't buy all the, 45 grams of carbohydrate and the 15 grams of sugar stuff. And I've done pretty well for myself. But on the average, how much sugar does a person consume in a year, in a month, whatever way you want to?
You know, you're not even going to believe these numbers, Lloyd. The average person consumes 150 pounds of sugar a year. That's the average. That's not even with adding in all your extra sweets that someone might eat. You look on these labels, and I've even taught my granddaughter to start reading the labels and see how many grams of sugar are in each thing that she drinks or eats. And, some of these, she wanted to go out one night, she wanted to have an orange soda. An orange soda had 27 grams of sugar in it. The normal intake of sugar grams a day is 45. And one bottle had 27. So that's in addition to everything else that she is going to eat within that day. You know, a lot of parents are pushing, I'm going to give my kids apple juice, or I'm going to give my kids these juices. They're starting these children out in the morning with so much sugar. And then they're, you know, they're wondering why our kids are so hyper and, you know, why there's ADD and ADHD. You're loading that child up with all that sugar in the morning. You're giving them cereal. You're giving them a donut. You know, how are their brains supposed to function when they're on such an overload? And, you know, when I'm in the stores and I'm shopping and I see these moms in the aisle, and, you know, I really can't help but to look on the conveyor belt there to see what they're buying. And I just can't even believe what I'm seeing, what they're feeding these children. And I know even my own daughter, you know, she has really changed my granddaughter's diet around because of the fact that, you know, a donut and an apple juice for breakfast was great because she's on her way to work and the child has to go to school. And then the kid's bouncing off the wall 15 minutes later. Well, how do you expect that child to sit in school and concentrate? I mean, it's just, it's really, we really have to take a look at what's going on today and how we're feeding our children, how we're feeding ourselves, and what we need to do to start healing our body and change our lives.
I have to ask you from a humorous side, while you're in the grocery store, while you're standing in line waiting for the people in front of you to check out, how do you have to hold yourself back from handing out your business card, telling them, give me a call?
You know, that's really a funny question because sometimes I don't hold back.
Okay. I didn't think you did.
And, I mean, sometimes it depends on the person's personality, but sometimes I'll say, wow, you know, I really can help you change your lifestyle around a little bit and, you know, and eat a little bit healthier. And but you know what, Lloyd, some people do get offended, and they think that what they're eating is really pretty good. And, you know, so I do a lot of teaching and educating the younger parents, the younger moms. You know, the older ones, they kind of think that they know what they're doing. But I even with my own children, incorporated a lot of green smoothies into our diet. I mean, we take a lot of fermentation, you know, a green smoothie. And I made it to the point where it just because it's green, and they'll look at it and they'll say, oh, that's a green drink. You want me to drink that? And mm-hmm. I'll say, well, just taste it. And, you know, and I put a banana in it and I put some fruit in it, but I put fresh spinach in it. And I'll tell you, it just makes you feel so much better and so much healthier. So it's just, like, again, it's a lifestyle change. And, you know, I hate that word when people say diet. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change.
Absolutely.
I came from an Italian background, and, man, do we love to eat. And you put, you know, a loaf of bread on the table and a bowl of pasta, and we think we died and went to heaven. and that's just, you know, that's what we grew up on. But, again, going back, you know, 20, 30 years, our food source was different. We didn't have all the preservatives and the pesticides in the foods that we have today. So, you know, now, today, we can't eat those things. You know, I can't tell you when I had pasta last, and when I do, it's definitely wheat and gluten-free. And you feel the difference. And, you know, again, my children will say, oh, that's disgusting. I'll say, well, why don't you taste it? Now I don't even tell them what I'm cooking or how I'm cooking it or what it is. I just put it in front of them. And guess what? They have no idea they're eating so much healthier than they even think they would or could have.
So I'm sitting here listening to how you were saying the older moms may get a little bit upset with you, but the younger moms tend to listen a little bit more and want better situations for their growing kids. I couldn't help but think about when I was growing up, and now I'm about to date myself. My mother taught us, raised us in the shadow of Dr. Spock, who they swore up and down knew exactly how to raise kids. And
right.
So, you know, the older parents, like my mother, who's in her 80s and stuff like that, think that they know about eating and what's right to eat and what's not right to eat. And now, being a diabetic, I'm finding out a lot of stuff that I ate on a regular basis was truly not good for me. So it makes to educate and learn about what you're eating. Now, is it better to eat? I know you go to the store and they got organic food, all natural grown food, farm-raised chickens for the eggs and stuff like that. Is that stuff truly better for you, or is that just a selling gimmick?
You know what? I would say I do probably half and half of that. There are certain fruits that are dirtier than others. They call them the dirty dozen. And then, you know, I would say definitely stay away from, you know, some of those fruits and buy a little bit more organic, like your apples and your grapes and that sort of thing. Your meats, I would definitely say go organic and farm-raised, because that is definitely a healthier choice, because our animals are so pumped with antibiotics and steroids that, you know, you look at these children today and you look at the size of them, Lloyd, and it's because of the antibiotics and the hormones that these animals are being fed and the milk that these kids are drinking. All this is just, you know, it's just hormones and it's just terrible. So I would say, you know, just make better choices. I don't tell you to go completely organic, because not anyone, you know, with a larger family can afford that. I would say definitely look at your milk choices. Whole milk is such a myth. And, well, you know, when I go to some of my clients' houses, the first thing I do is I ask them if I can look in their pantry and can I look in your refrigerator. And I just can't believe in this day and age what I'm seeing. I'm seeing gallons of whole milk, and I'm seeing white bread, and I'm seeing chips and, you know, and just all kinds of cookies. And it just really blows me away. I just, you know, and I look at them and I said, you have to really change this around. They said, oh, well, you know, we love milk, and you're getting so much calcium from your milk. And I just kind of look at them, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You think that you're really getting calcium from the milk you're drinking? Where are the cows getting their calcium? They're not drinking any milk. And they just kind of look at me like I have three heads. And, you know, I just tell them that, you know, milk is for baby calves. It's really not for human consumption. You know, better choices, goat milk, coconut milk, almond milk, you know, they are really much better choices and healthier choices. And, you know, I guess I've really been very fortunate, because my mom has always been into the nutrition aspect of it, and for as long as I can remember, she was always taking vitamins and cooking, you know, cooking our meals. And we grew up in a large family, and she was always cooking. And she's going to be 83, and she's still in the kitchen cooking. And, you know, she's on no medications. God bless her. She's, you know, she's really, really pretty healthy for her age. And, you know, she's still, she outdoes me some days. And, again, that, you know, long-term, this is this kind of effect that it has on your body. And, you know, I look at some of these kids and they're 35 years old and they say, oh, I don't need to do any of that stuff. I'm going to be fine. And I say to them, you're 35. Call me in 20 years and let me know how you feel. So, again, it's just all about better choices and research. I mean, everybody Googles everything today. So, you know what? You have a question. My kids just say, Mom, Google it. And you can get all the answers you want. You've got the Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic. You've got all these doctors, you know, giving suggestions and help out there.
And if it's on the Internet, it's got to be right.
Oh, yeah.
Water. Now, water is important because your body needs water. Now, is it prevalent to drink bottled water, or can tap water be doing the same thing for you? Because everybody says, oh, you're paying $2 for a bottle of water, and it's just, you know, they just run it through more filters, that's all.
Mm-hmm. I would say bottled water is definitely better than tap water because our water sources are so bad. There are a lot of, there's a lot of bacteria in our water today. And so I would definitely say bottled water. If there's any way that you can get an alkaline water, because now, Lloyd, our water is so acidic because there's no minerals left in our water sources. So if you can get an alkaline water, you definitely want to alkaline your body because, first of all, the water is acidic. You're putting all that acid back into your body. Cancer cannot, or disease, cannot live in an alkaline body. It lives in an acidic body. And people often say, well, you know, how much water should I drink? You should drink half of your body weight in ounces of water. So if someone weighs 100 pounds, they should drink 50 ounces of water a day. And when you are drinking a healthier water, you're not going to feel bloated like when you're drinking regular water that's so acidic and has no nutrients in it. So you really do want to hydrate your body because the water is very, very important. And, people will say, I'm hungry or I have a headache or, you know, my back hurts. A lot of times that's because your body it's dehydrated. It does not have enough water in it.
Okay, I'm going to stop here for a minute, and I'm going to ask a commercial question.
Okay.
Where are the places you can find alkaline water? Not specifically, but is it Walmart, Target?
I'm not sure if Walmart carries an alkaline water. I know that Whole Foods will definitely carry an alkaline water. I don't know what, I'm in Pennsylvania, so definitely Wegmans carries it, Whole Foods, if there's a Trader Joe's. Your specialty stores, I know in Houston there's Sprouts, which is absolutely amazing. Tony took me there. I was in my awe. It was like, oh, my gosh, it's so amazing in here. Everything was organic and healthy. But your top stores, again, and like I said, if you're in an area and you want to know where to find it, again, just Google it. It'll tell you what stores carry it.
Yeah, you mentioned Sprouts. I used to live in the Dallas area, and I used to shop at Sprouts. It was like you walked in, and it was like none of the big supermarkets. It was just everything you needed in a place that you could find it, and you were in and out in about 20 minutes. It was kind of very neat.
It was great. I want one in Pennsylvania.
Well, write them a letter. Tell them you want them to open one. They may do that.
Yeah, right.
My philosophy is all you can do is ask. If you ask and they do it, then you got your way. That's
there
the
you go.
not naming any names so we don't get in trouble. Tell me what your thoughts are on fast foods.
Fast foods. That's exactly what it is. It's fast food. It goes in and it goes out. It's there's not any nutrition at all. My daughter used to work at McDonald's, and I don't know if I should really say this, but, they could actually put a hamburger out for 3 days, and it wouldn't be any different in 3 days than it was day one. There's so many preservatives in the foods. And, one of the doctors said, Happy Meals, well, it's really a dead meal because what you're doing is you're not getting anything. Everything's dead in it, and you're killing your kids. Some fast foods, are there certain ones that are better than others? Absolutely. If I take my granddaughter anywhere, I'll definitely take her to a Chick-fil-A where they have the pieces of chicken that are fresh. And just healthier choices. Is it okay once in a while? Absolutely once in a while. But, now what you see, Lloyd, is you are now seeing these places starting to get healthier things like apple slices and, just healthier choices because they know that there has to be a shift. There has to be a change in what's going on because the parents are getting more educated on what they should do for their children.
So do you think that it is the efforts of what's put in the foods like the steroids and and stuff like that. Do you think it's those reasons as to why our kids are obese over the fact that they're sitting in the house playing video games when they get home from school instead of going out and playing like we did?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, none of these kids go out anymore. I mean, everybody has every piece of technology that there is. Nobody goes out to the parks or plays ball or rides their bikes anymore. These little kids, they have cell phones, they have iPods, they have every piece of technology that's out there, and they are getting no exercise. And, you know, it's really a shame. I mean, and it's the parents. You've got to blame it on the parents because these kids, you know, they're just not active enough. So between our food source that is so terrible and the kids not getting the amount of activity that they used to get, things definitely have to change. So there's a lot going on that, you know, people really need to wake up and see what's going on out there. And, you know, in another 5 years, more than half of our population is going to be obese. That's just where the trend's going, Lloyd. And, you know, it's really sad. And it, you know, kind of really breaks my heart when I see all these high school kids and how overweight they are. And I don't mean 5 or 10 pounds. I mean 30, 40, 50 pounds. And I just watch them, and I watch what they eat. And, you know, they've got bags of French fries and big containers of Coke and coffee. I mean, these kids, and cigarettes. I mean, it just blows me away.
So let me ask you the question. You just mentioned coffee. I've got to ask you this question because I'm a firm believer, and I don't know this for a fact, so I'm believing something I don't know for a fact. Coffee, good or bad for you?
Coffee is extremely acidic. What they do when they roast the coffee bean and they take all the chlorogenic acid out of it. So they're taking all the good stuff out of it, and you're getting basically a dead roast coffee bean, and it's extremely acidic. And, you know, with every cup of coffee that you drink, you should drink an 8-ounce glass of water following that because the coffee is completely dehydrating you.
Just like booze does, just like liquor.
That's exactly right.
No, I mean, I'm being honest. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny. I believe in my heart that being diagnosed with diabetes in September of 2012 was the best thing that ever happened to me because I quit drinking sodas. I quit eating cakes, candies, cookies, you name it. I stopped eating it. And I'm eating a lot more vegetables, a lot more fruits, a lot more of the things that I should be eating, not just because I'm a diabetic, but because it's the right thing to do anyway. So, you know, that's just, and that's where parents, and you're absolutely right when you said earlier, you blame the parents. I am the same way. I talk about these things every week, and I blame the parents because the parents' lifestyle has changed so much that the mothers are not home at night to make the dinners. The fathers don't come home to sit down at the kitchen table with them and have a family dinner, so they're eating the McDonald's or whatever the fast food is that they buy. And that's what's ruining our society. That's what's changing our society for possibly the worst.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But look what had to happen to you before you realized. You had to be diabetic before you really realized, hey, I need to make a change. Something really bad is going to happen. But it had to be that drastic before you changed your lifestyle. So what I try and do, Lloyd, is I try and help people before they get to that point. But you know what? Sometimes it's very difficult because people don't get it until they get to that point, until they're desperate.
It's the same thing with anything in society today. A smoker is not going to quit smoking until they are told they have throat cancer and they're going to have their voice box taken out. I mean,
oh, yeah. You know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, my dad smoked for years. He smoked 3 packs a day, and he it was I just always remember the story when he was in. He had a heart attack, and he was in the hospital, and the doctor said to him, oh, well, do you smoke anymore? And he said, oh, no, I quit. And I looked at him and I said, Dad, when did you quit? He said, oh, when I walked in the door. I'm like, okay. But, you know, it does. It takes something drastic sometimes to change, and hopefully it happens before it's not too late.
Yeah. Let me have you give my listeners your information as to where they can find you. And I saw on your website that you have products that you sell. So I definitely want to get the word out as to where they can find these products.
Okay. They can reach me at timetogethealthy@yahoo.com. They can contact me by phone, 610-505-9124. Or they can go to my website. You know, it's probably better to ask me, because there's so many different products, and what I do is I have a product line that's all natural, holistic, organic, certified 100%, and I put people on a certain regimen. I just don't let people get whatever they want to get, because, again, people don't know what they need, and my products are very strong.
So my listeners, get in touch with Phyllis. She'll set you up. You'll be no worse for the wear as far as I'm concerned. So thank you, Phyllis, for coming on and giving us a educational half hour on food. I know I kind of realized I was thinking the right way and working the right way towards bettering myself. So
yes,
thank you.
That's good. You're doing good. Thank you, Lloyd, for having me, and have a blessed day and happy Father's Day to all.
Same to you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. That was Phyllis Gambone. We'll be right back after these messages.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words. Your raw emotions just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at LifesIssuesWithLloydRosen.com.
Welcome back to Life's Issues. I'd just like to say that please go check out my website called LloydRosen.com and read the blogs. Let me know what you think about them. And remember, you are only one person in this world, but you could be the world to one person who you may save. So until next week, I appreciate you joining us this week. Please come back next week for another session of Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen. Have a great Father's Day and a great week. Bye now.
You have been listening to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.